As you all know, the islands of Kiribati are very low-lying atolls. I think the first lot to encounter any impact of climate change, especially sea level rise and coastal erosion. That's the fact.
And what impact is this going to have on telecoms and ICTs?
I think we cannot escape from the fact that we badly need ICT infrastructure development because we are at the mercy of this impact of climate change. One example will be communicating with our people, especially from island to island, and we should be able to tell them early warnings of what's going on so that people are at least prepared to make their decisions to try and protect themselves from the harsh conditions of climate change.
And how serious and what timescale are we looking at in terms of this threat?
Well, according to the international body which is disseminating information on climate change throughout the world, it is taking place and there are evidence all over the place that people are gradually being affected in terms of their own survival and livestock and their homes. And the fact is it will happen over 50, 60 years. There are already evidence of that in Kiribati.
And what does it mean to be living under this kind of a threat?
It means we have to be prepared, resilient. We have to adapt ourselves to whatever impact that are forthcoming. And we are grateful of the aid that we have received through bilateral and UN agencies that are providing us with the options of adapt and be able to face what consequences are coming.
And how has ITU been helping Kiribati to address these issues?
ITU has helped Kiribati in many ways. I must say, first of all, in the way we should develop our ICT infrastructure. And we have also received assistance in terms of regulation and policy regarding ICT development.
So is there a situation that you envisage where you would have to carry on business from elsewhere?
That might take place eventually, but this will be years and years to come. But we need the ITU support in this, whatever approach that we should be given so that we are prepared.
What do you hope to take away from this conference? It's every 4 years. What do you hope will be some of the outcomes?
It is important that we are not left out of the program of whatever the development progress is going on. And what is more important is the ITU to see our needs, the needs of the small island states. In particular, their infrastructural challenges, remoteness in terms of accessing these and so forth. So I think whatever is discussed here is important to us all.